Malak, first of all, the situation in Deraa seems to be denigrating and getting worse day by day. Have you actually been there? And if so, what was the situation?
No, actually, I haven't been there, but I have been from Damascus. I'm always calling my friends there when mobile phones were at home. And so I was witnessing things going on by on phone, you know. What's going on there? Actually, all these events started last Friday when people went out of the mosque cheering for freedom and asking for releasing political prisoners. Then police attacked them in brutality. So that's how it started, and it still continues till now. The second day, police also attacked them and left them dead and many injured. So they turned the mosque to field hospital because they couldn't go to the government hospital, and many volunteer doctors start to keep people inside the mosque. And people whom from Deraa just create a shield surrounding the mosque, a human shield surrounding the mosque to protect people wounded inside, because bullets we need to beat them. And this event, that's how it started, and it's still continuing till now. And we're witnessing life every day, police attacking protesters, and they are fired. I don't know if you see the YouTube videos. It's like it's a mascara going there.
There were reports yesterday that as many as 15 people were killed on Wednesday. Is that accurate according to what you've heard?
Actually, we are not sure about numbers. We cannot really confirm number. We did not start to count our the people whom killed. But we are calling people. They are saying, hey, come on, everybody around the mosque, he gets killed or wounded. We cannot really confirm any news, but many people did.
The protests in Deraa started people asking for reform and for the government to help. There's been drought in that area, but the response has been pretty heavy-handed. What are people saying in Damascus?
Actually, last Friday, it started in 5 cities in Syria, and all the events, all the people, they say clearly, we need freedom, stop martial law, release political prisoners. The demand is really clear. Stop emergency law. We need freedom. We need liberty. Release immediately political prisoners. We are hearing just every day about hundreds of people getting arrested all around Syria. Now this is the demand.
Friday is scheduled to be similar to the protest organization that marked Tunisia, Egypt. Yes. What are you expecting for Friday? Are you expecting people to turn out en masse? Have you been getting good support? And how are you finding out?
We don't know, but we hope. And I think, my personal opinion, that this Friday is going to be a big day in Syria, because people watching all TVs on YouTube, they saw what's really happening there. People asking for freedom, and they just firing for them. We hope that tomorrow all Syria will be in the street. I would not be so really optimistic, you know, but the change is begin. Destruction is really in process now in Syria. Many things are changed, and time cannot be go back.
All right. That is Malath Al-Ram. He spoke to us from Damascus, Syria. Malath, thank you for your time.